Chocolate pudding goes smoky with avocado. Avocado has been known for its health benefits for some time and has gone beyond the simple slice or dice and add to your favorite salad. It has become the new replacement for butter in many recipes. I'm going to do a similar approach to chocolate pudding by incorporating avocado instead of dairy, but first, I add a wood-fired flavor to the avocado to bring out a flavor level to this fruit that is distinctly different from its raw flavor. You can see our previous article on the technique we used on the gas grill. Flavor affinities. Once you've wood-fired your avocados on a gas or charcoal grill, you need to gather the following ingredients. 2 wood-fired avocados, 1 vanilla bean split lengthwise, 3/4 cup unsweetened cocoa powder, 1/2 cup pure maple syrup, 1/4 cup fresh orange juice, plus 1/4 cup additional reserved, 3/4 cup hot water, not boiling, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/4 cup chopped hazelnuts, whipped heavy cream. In addition to the above ingredients, you'll need a blender. Blending flavors is all that's needed. Whenever I wood fire avocados, I usually remove the flesh from the shells and store in a container in the refrigerator for my recipes. Take the flesh of 2 previously wood fired avocado and place in the blender. Carefully split the vanilla bean lengthwise and scrape the seeds, adding to the blender. Now comes the cocoa powder, maple syrup, agave nectar, orange juice, 1/4 cup to start, and salt. Turn on the blender and incorporate everything until a coarse puree forms. With the blender running on medium, gradually stream in the hot water and blend until smooth and creamy. The hot water will produce a very shiny, ganache-like appearance to the pudding. If you feel the pudding mixture is too chunky or thick, blend in additional orange juice from the 1/4 cup reserve, but do not exceed the additional 1/4 cup amount. Chill it before serving. Once you've reached the perfect consistency for your pudding, it's time to divide the mixture into 6 serving bowls and chill for at least 2 hours. You can make this up to 3 days ahead of time, but be sure you do not cover the pudding while it chills. This is not like older recipes that contain dairy and could form a skin on the pudding. Once chilled, top with whipped cream and chopped hazelnuts. I prefer to crush my hazelnuts using a canned good with the nuts in a sealable storage bag. Super rich, creamy, with a distinct extra flavor that mixes so well with the sweet syrups and fresh flavors of orange and vanilla. Smoky avocado chocolate pudding, a star finish to any meal. We hope you found inspiration with this recipe. We'd love to see your photos of your take on the recipe. Leave a comment and subscribe. Keep following us as we bring you innovative tips, techniques, and recipes on working with wood for cooking, grilling, and smoking.